Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavagetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the third Sunday in Advent, and the readings are from Cecil Seer.
Rejoice in the Lord always, I say, rejoice. But what if I feel miserable? Haven't you been reading the news? Yemen, with 12 million starving. Congo, 4.5 million displaced. Venezuela, 83,000% hyperinflation. How do you do that? Don't ignore Nicaragua, Syria, Libya, Nigeria, Iraq, Afghanistan. Need I go on? Of course, America is an oasis of sanity in my dreams. What if the lower federal court's declaration that the Affordable Care Act is unconstitutional? That was last Friday night. It'll probably be overturned, but if it isn't, 133 million Americans with pre-existing conditions will lose that protection. Gone are the parents' ability to cover the youth until age 26. Congressional Budget Office predicts 17 million losing health coverage in the near term, 32 million in the long term. How do I rejoice? How do I rejoice? Yet Zephaniah, who preached doom and was in times of difficulty, said, "Rejoice and exult with all your heart." He insists God will sing joyfully because of you. He will sing over you. Makes one wonder, doesn't it? Did they have funny weed back then? This season is hard for many because of past memories and present struggles. As a man, I'm not supposed to cry, but as an Italian, I can. I've shed tears this last week for my best friend in the order, my fear for his future. So what do I do to answer Paul's words, "Rejoice in the Lord always"? Now, Paul in this moment was not being naive, and he was not, you know, giving some pie in the sky. When he wrote these words, he was in prison, and it was at that point looked like he was going to be executed. He was writing to a community fearful, fractious, and they were under attack. Yet he told them, "Do not worry about anything, but in everything let your request be made known to God by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." The truth is, I need to rejoice. I really need to rejoice, lest I sink in isolation and loneliness, despondency and despair. I rejoice lest I lose the vision and the energy to still work for a better tomorrow. The old lady was 92. She was legally blind. Her husband of 70 years had recently died, and it was time for her to go into a nursing home. As the aide was taking her to the room, she described it. And the woman said, "I love it." And she said it with enthusiasm. And the aide said, "But wait till you see it." But she replied, "That doesn't have anything to do with it. Happiness is something you decide on ahead of time." I've already decided to love it. It's a decision I make every morning when I wake up. I have a choice. I can spend the day in bed recounting the difficulty I have with the parts of my body that no longer work. Or I can get out of bed and be thankful for the ones that do. Each day is a gift if you decide to notice it. And I've learned in life that in the darkest moments, I can sometimes have the greatest peace. See, rejoicing really is a choice. The trouble is that we often make merry, not by enjoying, but by celebrating to excess. You know that feeling? College students know that. Too much food, too much drink, too much empty banner, too much noise, too much frenzy, too much Christmas cheer. Somewhere in all that, there has to be some time for simply rejoicing. You know, that kind of time which says to another person, I love you. Thank you for being my friend. I want to share my time with you. Create the rejoicing that hears another's heart. Choose the celebrating that leaves you more in love. Now, don't forget, the purpose of celebration is to heighten and intensify meaning and connection. Father Ronald Rollheiser, one of my favorites, wrote, to celebrate on an occasion is to heighten it, share it, savor it, enlarge it. We celebrate in order to link ourselves more fully to others, to be playful, to intensify a feeling, bring ourselves to ecstasy, or just to rest and unwind. The fire that John the Baptist promised is not just for the wicked. It's for the blessed. Do you pray for it? It's the fire of divine love that descended on the apostles, that descends on Courtney in confirmation. It is the fire that burns away fears and warms hearts. Isn't it amazing what you can do for someone when you are on fire with love for them? I've seen that in Courtney in her love for Oliver, her son. But it all begins in noticing and being very, very thankful. You know, John commanded to the crowd, to the tax collector, the soldiers, and for us too. Though we have to translate them into our culture. It's stewardship, a stewardship school for sharing. Share with the one who has not. Don't amass at others' expense. Don't manipulate or coerce. It's about treating the other as full human beings with care. But positively, leave others better for having met you. So Paul offers us a school for our lives. If we are ever to face the darkness, let your gentleness be known to everyone. Haven't you noticed that when you're gentle, it invites gentleness back? The Lord is near. Paul's not talking about the final coming. He's talking about proximity right now. God, Jesus in you, planted inside your very flesh. And therefore, don't worry about anything. Does your worrying ever achieve anything? Rather, get to work for others. Let your request be made known to God with thankfulness. Stop looking for your will to be done. Look for His. Look for His presence. And look for those surprising little miracles when you decide to be open. Ben Sira, it's the book of Sirach, wrote, gladness of heart is the life of man. Okay, men and women. This Christmas, I want you to share your gladness by sharing yourself. And then in the new year, let's get to work. Let's get to work for a better tomorrow. The one thing that God does for us, He enters into us to walk with us.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.